stomachs you.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you're on the other side, as a lot of people in the town whose skills were, then she must have appeared very different.
I mean, she was a very, very determined woman. Mm. I mean...
It's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
This rather masculine, I mean, there are a great many of them in her generation after the war.
Yes.
Educated and women for whom there was no career.
Yes.
No career opening.
I mean, no hope of finding a husband because the stars and other men to go around.
Well, she was of the generation where the men were all killed.
Mm. Mm.
There were rumours that she had, that there was some young man, but whether that was true or not, or whether it was us that made it up as a romantic sort of, you know, as one does as a child, I really don't know, but...
Would you say, does she strike you as being a feminist, or did she strike you as being a feminist, rather obviously?
Yes, I think so. Don't you, darling? Well, certainly when she was younger, she was all for women and all for women's education, and I mean, all for women's achievements. This very much came out in her support of Rosalind. She was absolutely delighted when I involved myself in family planning. She was absolutely delighted when I was made a magistrate, when my mother was made a magistrate, that sort of thing.
Because one of the interesting things about the Townswomen's Guilds when she's...
My grandmother was a great Women's Institute lady, and she founded the Women's Institute in the village in which they lived. Now, when it was founded, I don't know, because it was always there when I remember.
In Buckinghamshire, this is.
In Buckinghamshire, yeah. In the village of Chartridge, and she was president of the Women's Institute for a long time, and then she... involved, I think she was a more forward-looking woman than her generation, for example, this Buckinghamshire education, and she stood down and involved other village women in taking the chair and in teaching them to take the chair, and she tried to get the Women's Institute away from trimming hats and making jam into a broader view, which it has always tried to become, but struggled against, I think. And I'd honestly never known much about the Townswomen's Guilds. I always assumed they were a more sophisticated and urbanised women's institute.
That's quite, because that's really rather important.
No, Alice got, my grandmother got everybody, all the family. My mother was a member, my aunts were members, and I assume Alice was a member. I remember as soon as she got to the age, my daughter and my sister was made a member. And
so Women's Institutes was a big thing up there in Chartridge, was it? I mean, that was one of the major activities your grandmother went in for, though.
Oh, it was one of the activities. It wasn't. It was the major one in the village, but there were plenty of others in Buckinghamshire that she did. And, of course, Buckinghamshire wasn't their home until my grandparents' home, until my grandfather had TB and was told that he mustn't live in London. And so that although London House was kept on, I think he lent it to one of his brothers for a long time, it wasn't sold, and they moved to the country, but he was told he couldn't stay in the country in the winter, and they wintered every year on the Riviera, right close in the French, just the French side of the Italian borders in Monton. And until the slump came, and after that they wintered every year in Torquay, which was
a hard life,
anti-climax,
but,
terrible place. But it is, you see, it's a warm climate, and this and this was another thing that infuriated Alice, because Alice said that my grandmother, at least I think I'm getting this from Alice, my grandmother disliked going away, having to leave her various Buckinghamshire education committees and activities in her home and go off and run a household. Admittedly, she took her cook and one of her parlour maids and one of her housemaids, and when we was in France she had various other staff as well, and her car and her chauffeur went too. But not all her belongings.
There's a spot in the bottle there.
No, that's
you
would
like me to show.
And Alice was very cross because after my grandmother died, my grandfather never went away again. He existed in Buckinghamshire in the Buckinghamshire winters, and she felt that that was extremely selfish of my grandfather to impose this on my grandmother. Whether my grandmother really objected, I don't know, but this was one of her beefs against her father.
It doesn't surprise either of you then, does it, that she was so good in the Townsmen's Guild? That is, she seems to have been very good, A, in dealing with paperwork and interviewing people.
Oh, she was very paperwork efficient.
Methodical.
Very methodical.
Yeah.
You would say to her, oh, this is typical of her, she sold a car and to a garage, and the man that bought it saw her name on the logbook, looked her up in the phone book and rang up and asked her about it, about its life history of this car, and he said, I've got all the repair bills, shall I send them to you, and sent them. That was absolutely
She's
typical.
Very well organised.
Yes, but you see, kind to a complete stranger. She would do something for somebody else on that basis. I should think her paperwork was first class.
If you wanted to embark on some new piece of insurance, something like that.
She was our insurance agent.
Yeah, you'd ask Alice, she'd say, oh, I wouldn't touch that company. Or you do it through so-and-so, the terms would be better. She was a businesswoman without being an aggressive male business person. She was a businesswoman. She had a methodical mind. I've always
yes.
Thought.
Now, when we first got a car, I think our first car was my father. One from my father. We took over when my mother died. He didn't want to. We took over his. We found that the insurance agent was Alice. She had sort of did the family's insurance for them, but she got no financial benefit. She would say to us, your insurance is due, it's so much money, not make me a check, less £5, because that's my commission, and then she would make a check to the insurance company and send it on. Whereas, I mean, she could perfectly well have collared the £5, but she wouldn't dream of doing that. It wouldn't cross her mind. She was only an agent because it was helped us and helped her brother.
Because her talents seemed to have been, I'm sure there were many, and of course these two were a relationship, Horton and her anyway, so they're part of it. But she seemed to be very good at talent spotting, so to speak. She could see somebody in the provinces who really ought to get on the London committee, and she'd get them up there, and you know.
Yes.
She was very good that way, I gather, and very good at interviewing provincial Townsmen's Guild people, you know. And so.
Yes, I've heard that from these people I had supper with when I was in the army, you know. Mm. Presumably she only introduced me to people she liked, but they were full of praise for her.
Easy to talk to. You know, she drew you up. Perhaps because you were putting before her not views she didn't know of, but facts she not likely to have come her way up to there, and she'd draw you out. I thought she was a very good. She would have been. I found that, you know, having a professional interest in the interviewing, that she was probably an excellent interviewer. She'd listen, and no stinting to her listening. She would. She impressed me as a person who would listen all evening if you had something.
And
she
yet she
to
was
hear.
Less aggressive than Mamie, wasn't she?
Oh, much less.
I mean, there's a great aggressiveness in these Jewish women, and if you get my husband without me in the room, he would tell you it's handed down to the next generation. My mother was aggressive, and Alice was, and Mamie was. And I think Mamie was the most difficult of the lot.
Oh, but Alice hadn't the...
She wasn't abrasive.
I think there was a difference between Mamie and Alice. Alice didn't need to be aggressive. Mamie needed to be aggressive to assert herself and put herself on a level with Alice. I think Alice had acquired a greater maturity and stature than Mamie did, although Mamie, you know, went on to be chairman of the GLC and do other things. But Alice, I think, had...
just had a natural talent.
Well, yeah, and if you, using an analogy of the farmer, Alice had tilled many more fields and got in many more crops than Mamie. Mamie had other abilities. She knew education back to front. She lived in Palestine and when it was Palestine and seen the set was in Palestine for the setting up of the mandate, and her husband had been the first attorney general there. But Alice had, I felt, got in more crops and many more fields, if I use this analogy. And Mamie, there to keep up with Alice, had to produce so much more aggressiveness. Mamie could even be aggressive with our number three daughter, where they had a violent argument one day about education. Not that this child knew anything about education, but she wanted to be aggressive towards Mamie, and she was aggressive.
There was a certain competition between the two, Mamie and...
Oh, indeed. Yes. Particularly Mamie. No, I don't think that's so. I think it was both. I don't see how one can tell unless one was there in their childhood, but I just think, again, it was family rivalry. They were the only two girls with four boys.
Well, I've seen them together, not on many occasions, but one always knew that there would be a sparking match, in a quarrel, that they would... One could sit back afterwards and count how many runs each side had scored. It was rather like that. Because I think they wanted to... I think there was this, as Sue says, this inborn... aggressiveness, one wanted rivalry between the two daughters.
There's only one other question, because I know you want to do other things.
No, that's all right.
But there's another partnership that interests me, that you probably know about. You see, there's this partnership between Alice Franklin and Horton,
mm-hmm.
Which is very important. There are other partnerships in the women's movement between the wars, but one of the most important partnerships that I'm very interested in is between Margaret Pike and Lady Denman.
I don't know them that well. I was, Margaret Pike was high and I was down there.
And when were you actually at the FPA?
I started by running this local clinic and I started in 55.
Mm.
But I got as far as sort of, if you can say got as far, I was doing the local clinics, but I got only onto one main committee. Mm. I was chairman of this area, Southwest London, until the NHS took over for about the last 7 years. Mm. But when I was sort of actively working,
mm.
as opposed to doing other things and running, I ran three clinics here at Chelsea and Wimbledon, I didn't know Margaret Pike to speak to. I mean, I knew her, she didn't know me.
Mm.
And Lady Denman, I didn't know. I mean, she then comes in through the WIs too.
Yes.
Do you know Nancy? I don't even know if she's alive, but do you know Nancy Raphael?
No, I don't.
Now, she would be able to tell you.
It's just that I've talked to David Pike, he's the son, he's marvellous on his mother, he really is.
Is he? Yes.
But you see, they interest me as well, and that whole organisation interests me a lot, and that's another of these organisations where Eva Hubbard's from.
Yeah.
Did you ever know Eva Hubbard?
Not well, at all. Do you know, she was my mother's first cousin, and she was about 5 years older than my mother. And there was sort of cousinly rivalry there, and I knew her, Person to get talking to about Eva Habeck is Winifred Raffel.
Yes, I've met her.
You've met Winifred. And also the three Habecks. Do you know David?
Yeah,
and
I've met them, yes. I just wondered if you'd come across whether Eva was very much involved with Alice at all. I mean, there was a connection, wasn't there? In fact, I think Eva's probably responsible for Alice's ever getting involved in the Townswomen.
Yeah, I don't know how well they knew each other, because you see, Eva was my mother's side of the family as far as I was concerned. Though I think that Maya Spielman, Eva's Lady Spielman, Aunt Gertie, was my mother's aunt, my grandmother's sister. But Maya Spielman, her husband, was my grandfather's first cousin. So there were connections both ways, you know?
Yes. I mean, you can see now, can't you, why I'm interested in the French. Because, you know, there are lots of key people around here.
Is David Pike still at King's?
I don't know much about...
I was quite intrigued that my sister departed with two children and husband to sort of pioneer in Israel. Well, I would have thought that was something that Alice would have been madly enthusiastic about, but no. I can only think that was Alice's anti-Jewishness, that she didn't want to know anything that was to do with the Jewish religion. She didn't break away sufficiently while my grandparents were alive to fail to attend Saturday morning service and the Passover services and that sort of thing, because I think it would have hurt her mother. And I think she was sufficiently dutiful, if she was down there for the weekend, to attend the Saturday morning service. She didn't smoke in front of her father at the weekends, but she did on Saturdays, I should say. But after her mother died, she certainly smoked in her own room around the house. And, excuse me.
We've got something smoking.
I'm just cooking a children's lunch.
So her breakaway wasn't a clean cut, so to speak, it sounds
like. Oh, no, I think it sort of it gradually faded away. And certainly when her father was dying, she returned to the... I know that Sue said she returned to the house, to Chartridge, to what she called for me in his last days.
Yeah, I think it was purely personal.
It's never impinged on me in the slightest, I don't
think. One other thing somebody said to me is that Alice didn't somehow, she went to a certain stage in the Townsmen's Guild, but not far enough to press to become president or anything like that.
No, that's her. She wouldn't. Yes, she was. You see, Mamie had to be top dog. This is the difference in their personalities, and maybe the difference in their place in the family. Mamie had to be top dog, and had to
be seen.
Whereas Alice was much less the servant behind the scenes than Gertrude is. She is the real sort of handmaiden type, but Alice, I don't think she ever had that sort of ambition. I don't think she ever really knew what ambition she did have, actually.
I think Alice, you could sum up Alice's ambition was to do and not to be.
She's quite happy to be a grey eminence, so to speak, behind the scenes.
Yes, but
without the connotations of Graham's as being evil.
Yes, yes. I mean, she doesn't want the trappings of power, particularly.
No. I would think Alice would eschew any of the trappings. She wanted to see it. All right, this was the idea, and she thought it would work.
She was an idealist, wasn't she?
Oh yes,
very much so.
Yeah, but not the political idealist. In the sense of these political doctrines will produce these results. I feel that Alice's ideas were always within reach, and always reasonably within reach.
She was terribly practical. with a sense of humour.
Commonsensical.
Terrific common sense. Very, very vast in her likes and dislikes. And therefore, I mean, I should think probably very difficult to work with. I mean, I had never thought of it that way, not seeing her in that light, but I should think she could well be difficult. I don't think that would be, if you got across her, I don't know that that would be out of...
There's no character. Contradiction between your picture and the other picture that I've described.
No.
In that way. Yeah. Let's leave her there, shall we?